This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 214 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 10th of November 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. In today's news, Twitter resets passwords, ACMA takes TPG to court, Australia's filter is nixed, MasterCard's LCD card, and Obama's Twitter photo. Our hosts are Brad, Jody, and Jason, and our guest is Roberto from Throwboy. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hey, mate, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I think I might end up getting an iPad mini after all.
Wow, so you have one for the next show, mate. Can't wait.
Well, my payday isn't for 10 days, so it'll have to be after that, maybe a week and a half, because I figure since I'm going on a long train trip with my daughter for holidays and we'll be at my parents, it'll give her something to do as well, to play some games on there.
Yep, I agree. I've been playing Angry Birds Star Wars on my iPad. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's just come out. Yeah, you like that one?
Love it.
Pretty much a normal Angry Birds, just with new characters.
Yep, very cool. I've never really got an Angry Birds, but this one's Star Wars and I like Star Wars stuff, but, you know, it's pretty good.
Use the Force!
Yes, indeed.
Hey, we all have to use the Force.
Exactly right. And that is Jacob Jones, by the way. He's just sitting in and you listen to the podcast. He's not doing anything. He's just here to listen. Also, we got Jody.
And ask some questions.
Yeah, whatever. Also, we got Jody back on.
Hey, hi. How you doing, Brad?
I'm good. No Steve today, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I guess he got overwhelmed by the election or something. We had a little slight presidential election happen this week on the heels of... Yeah, just a little minor event. It was a big deal. Let me tell you what, I was up late and, you know, it was a neck and neck race and very interesting how everything shook out, but a lot of social media impact on the, in my opinion, on the election, but crazy on the heels of the hurricane, then the election, then we had a snowstorm. It's just been nuts.
Crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And also we got Jacob. What's your view on Bad Steve not being here today?
I think it's pretty bummed.
Yeah. Okay. Also we got Roberto on. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back on. You're on last year, is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. It was about a year ago.
All right, cool, mate. Hope you got some new updates for us.
Oh yeah, I think I do.
Yep. Cool as. All right, let's jump to the news then, Jason.
Alrighty. Twitter has mistakenly reset passwords of a large number of its more than 140 million active users while conducting routine security screening to identify accounts that may have been compromised. In instances when we believe an account may be compromised, we reset the password and send an email letting the account owner know this has happened, Twitter said in its blog. In this case, we unintentionally reset passwords of a large number of accounts beyond those we believe to have been compromised. The Australia Communications and Media Authority has taken legal action against TPG for allegedly failing to provide access to emergency call services. ACMA said the telephone and internet service provider failed to give some customers access to 000 emergency call service between March and September last year. All Australians need to be assured that their telecommunications provider attaches the utmost priority to 000 access, said Chris Chapman, ACMA chairman. Conroy's humiliating backdown comes after 5 years of bullying bluster about his internet filter. But don't be fooled, he hasn't turned into a libertarian. His instinct is always to control and dominate, said Turnbull. Mark Gregory, senior lecturer at RMIT's School of Electrical and Computer Engineering, said the junked policy was unworkable, not because it could not be implemented, but because the debate over who would be censored and who would control what was on the censorship list. MasterCard is billing a new credit card it is issuing in Singapore as the next generation of payment cards. With security in mind, the display card has an LCD screen and touch-sensitive buttons that let the user employ a one-time password. Such one-time passwords are often delivered via text messages or chip-based authentication services. The card is designed for banking institutions that necessitate a higher level of security for their online banking services, requiring the use of separate authentication token or device. And a photo posted by President Barack Obama on his Twitter and Facebook pages, just as the TV networks announced his victory, has made social media history as the most retweeted and shared ever. A shot of a happy-looking Obama holding his wife in a loving embrace, captioned with the words, "Four more years," had been retweeted over 729,000 times on Thursday morning and liked by 3.6 million people on Facebook. Obama sealed his tech-savvy reputation on Tuesday by announcing his win on social networks with the photo hours before his victory speech. This Barack Obama photo is the most liked Facebook photo of all time, the social network announced. That's the news for today.
And also the first 4G in the UK, Jason, too. Did you read that story too, mate?
Oh, yeah. I saw you posting about that during the week. They've got 4G in the UK. LTE, isn't it?
Yeah, LTE.
So people with their iPads and stuff should be quite happy about that.
Yep, pretty cool. How's your 4G going with Telstra?
Great, yeah. It works when I'm in a 4G area quite fast. I'm very happy with it. It goes a lot faster than my ADSL as well.
Sweet. I agree. Jody, what's your view on them stories?
I wasn't sure I heard the whole thing about Twitter and the passwords being reset. What actually happened?
They usually routinely go in and reset passwords on accounts they believe have been hacked, but they accidentally reset passwords on a ton of other accounts that had not been hacked, so it was a bit of a mistake, and people would have tried to log on to Twitter, wouldn't work, check their email and find their account had been reset, so they would have to use a new password the next time they logged in. It was a bit of a mistake.
Was it limited to one area, or was it kind of like universal across around the world?
They didn't really specify in the news item.
Huh, interesting. You know, it just goes to show you, Twitter. When 3 years ago? It's like everybody was on Twitter. And now it's just kind of like one of those also-ran. I mean, I spend a lot more time on Google Plus and Facebook than I do on Twitter. But
okay. I live on Facebook and Twitter as my main ones. I never go on Google Plus anymore.
Really? Wow. They're all different, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Brad? What do you use?
I use all three, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus. Now I'm using Feed on my phone now.
What's that one about?
That's a new celebrity one for famous people and stuff.
Ah. Does anybody use app.net?
Yes, I do. I use that.
Yep, you like it?
Yeah, it's good. Worth $5 a month.
And I use it too.
Yeah, what's your view on this, Jacob? What's your view on the app.net and Feed? You've been using it for the past couple of days?
I like Feed because what you could do is record video, sound, upload a picture, or just put a standard text.
Yeah, exactly. Good answer. Jody, do you know what Feed is? Have you seen Feed?
I have not. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. It's a good service. Roberto, what about you? What are your views on them stories, man?
I heard of Feed, you pay for that, correct?
You can, yeah. You can pay for it.
How does that work? Because I heard that celebrities were using it to release exclusive content that they wouldn't release on Twitter.
Yeah, that's
is that
correct.
How that's working?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you have to subscribe to their channel, or it's paying. You got to pay for some sort of amount.
Or
of money.
They can subscribe to you and pay you.
Oh yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah, that's the best way to answer that. Yeah, that's a good way.
How does that work? I don't understand.
I'm not sure. You put some sort of amount of money in for the subscription or something or whatever.
Oh,
just like
it's
just like YouTube. Basically, you know how you monetize your videos?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So basically, it's almost the same way. It's just you're monetizing your subscriptions.
Interesting.
You can give them a 30-day or however long you want.
Yeah, good answer.
I use Twitter. I use Twitter for Throwboy. I've tried to use Google Plus, but I'm not really that active on it. But I noticed the majority of my growing fan base is on Instagram, actually. I get just constant follows on Instagram and lots of activity on my on my pictures there. And I didn't really think much of it when it came out. I really kind of shunned it for a long time. And then one day I was like, all right, I'll try this. And I guess maybe for the stuff that I do, it's very photo-oriented.
Yep.
So,
yep, you know. Definitely. For sure. All right, Jason, who's the guest we have on today? Roberto from Throwboy.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Tell us a bit about Throwboy and where you've come from and where you're headed.
All right. Thank you for having me, first of all. So, Throwboy is my company. We make geeky throw pillows, and we've been around since 2007. When we started, we made the pillows that look like the Mac icons, like the Finder. And since then, we branched out to making other pillows, some that look like chat bubbles that say, like, WTF, LOL, OMG, yeah, all that stuff. And we also do buttons that look like the buttons you would see, like subscribe and follow and like. And then just recently, this last March, we released a new plush doll that was a limited edition plush doll called the ICEO. And that went over quite well. And yeah, so that's kind of what we've been doing and where we're going. We're actually redesigning our whole website, so that's kind of taking over like most of our time. But yeah, we have some new products in the pipeline too that are kind of secret right now.
Oh, nice. Any clues?
I don't think I have enough clues yet. Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna be like Steve Jobs style.
All right.
What about iPhone icons or anything like that? Do you do something like that?
We never went into doing that. It was just kind of like, actually, it's funny. We launched before the iPhone came out, and then that was a lot of people's question: were we gonna do that? But no, we kind of just kind of let other people do that, because there's a lot of people on like Etsy and stuff that do that, and we're just kind of fine with that being their thing. I personally kind of want to do other types of branded pillows, and we also do pillows for companies, so that's kind of like our second business too.
We've done some company for branding.
We've done some for like Twitter and for Microsoft and a few other tech companies who just approach us and they're like, hey, we want pillows for our event and things like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I can see the ICO there. It's funny.
Yeah, I love that one. Very cool.
Thank you.
Steve Jobs.
Jacob, any questions for Roberto?
I have a good one for you.
Go ahead.
Well, I looked at your website. I liked the pillows, but I didn't see the Google Plus Plus One.
Yeah.
I would like to have one.
Who was asking me that? I think it was Chris Perillo might have asked me that. We've only done really like the like and the subscribe. I think we were going to start to add the plus one, and then maybe like a, what is it called? Reblog. We were going to kind of play around with those and see how those went. But yeah, good suggestion. I think I want to do that too.
Yep, I agree. Okay. Jody, any questions?
Yeah, I'm curious, when you come up with a concept, like, for example, the like button, do you have to negotiate with Facebook for the rights to use that image?
Well, the like is an interesting one. It actually falls under their terms of service to be able to be used as long as you don't alter it. So the ones like that one, you're able to see, you've probably seen other products that have like on it. I've seen magnets and the stamps and all sorts of stuff. So that was actually a little while after we did it, but we looked into that. We tried to make sure, you know, everything was going to be okay if we wanted to like make them on a large scale, but we've never heard from them in any negative way. And we've given some pillows to their headquarters before, so they definitely know who we are.
I think that's totally cool. What about like the Apple Finder logo
those,
and things like
those
that?
Those kind of fall under sort of a gray area of fair use and almost like parody. But they also fully know who we are, and we've sent pillows to their headquarters via order. Like people have ordered them and sent them to One Infinite Loop, and we've never heard anything negative. So It might be that we do them. We do all the pillows by hand, and we do them made to order. So it could be a case of they're fine with it as long as it's not like a huge, you know, selling in every store type of thing. But yeah, that's the ones we started with, and we've never heard anything in the last 5 years that we've been in business. So it seems to be okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What was the catalyst for you to come up with this concept? What drove you to deciding that you're going to make pillows?
Well, it's funny. I've known how to sew, and I've always been kind of crafty since I was little. But I actually made them made the Mac looking pillows originally for a girl that I was dating back in like 06. And I made them as just a Christmas gift, and I was just like, oh, this would be a cool gift. And I was really into computers and Macs, and I actually worked at the Apple store, so it kind of somehow meshed together in my head that that would be a cool idea to make pillows out of the icons. And then I gave them to her. I didn't really think that much of it. I was just like, this is cool. She likes them. And then she actually worked at a tech company at the time, and they ended up blogging about it. And that blog just went viral really fast, and so much traffic went to my site that just had photos of it. It wasn't like I was selling them, that my site crashed. So I said, okay, this is something that's captured the attention of a lot of people. And then I thought about it, and I thought maybe I could turn this into some like a brand, you know, a brand based around geeky throw pillows. And I spent about a year just kind of honing the whole idea and learning to craft better and everything like that. And then one day I just launched it, and then we got picked up on a bunch of tech blogs and stuff, and we're off to the races after that.
Well, I have to admit that the Perillo pillow is definitely geeky, and it's kind of like intriguing and scary at the same time. You know?
I'm guessing that's a one-off. You wouldn't get too many orders for people who want to lie on Chris Perillo's face.
Yeah. The funny thing about that is that he doesn't use that logo anymore, but that used to be his official logo, was his like cartoon head. So I didn't think much of it. I was like, okay, yeah, we'll make it for your logo. And then people were like, oh, it's like a head pillow. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess it is. It didn't really dawn on me. Yeah.
You put that on your bed and you probably want to avoid sleeping there.
Yeah.
It's funny.
What sort of equipment do you use to make the pillows? Do you have some sort of machine that prints the words on there, or do you cut them out yourself in felt? Or
yeah, everything is cut out by hand. Like for example, like the letters you're talking about, like say on a LOL pillow, all the letters are cut out with felt, and the pillow itself is fleece, and those are just cut out. I cut them out actually. I have a seamstress who sews everything, and when I started, I actually did it all. I would cut everything and sew everything and ship everything and do all that. But now we have, you know, a couple more people that help with the production line. But yeah, we do everything just with sewing machines and just, you know, rotary cutters and scissors. It's all kind of just basic things you could find at a fabric store.
Cool. I see recently, almost exactly a month ago, you were on Triangulation. How was that?
Yeah, I was invited to be on one of the Twit Network shows called Triangulation with Leo Laporte. That was really cool. I've been a fan of Leo's shows and everything for a long time. I actually used to watch him on Tech TV when I was in high school. So I went down there actually just to watch one of the shows live, because they let people sit in the audience. And I was wearing my Throwboy shirt because I've met Leo, but he doesn't have the best memory. So I was just like, I'm going to walk up and say hi after the show, and maybe he'll remember that I'm, you know, who I am because I'm wearing this shirt. Yep. And he's like, oh, Throwboy's here. And then he was chatting with me, and this was not on the air or anything. And he asks, or the chat room says, do you want to be on, you should ask him to be on the show. And I was like, wow, you want me to be on the show? Because this show, the week before me, the guest was John Hodgman, the I'm a PC guy. So they have real celebrities. Yeah. And here I am, the guy that started Throwboy. I was like, okay, cool. This is, yeah, sure. If you want me on the show, I'll definitely come. But it was fun. It was really just kind of a casual conversation about how I started and how I used social media to get where I am. And Leo's, you know, really easy going guy. So it was fun. That show's actually on YouTube. If you search Throwboy and Triangulation, you can find it.
Cool.
What's the strangest request you've gotten for a pillow?
Let me see. Once I got somebody that wanted one of their kids' drawings that was just like a bunch of scribbles. And I was like, how on earth do you expect me to make that? Like, I think some people think that we just print something like a screen print, you know, like a t-shirt. And it's really not the way that we do it. We have to cut pieces out and sew them down and everything. So to have that distinctive look that we have. The other one that was kind of funny is after the ICEO doll released and got a bunch of press, we got requests like every other day for, hey, I noticed you made this doll. Can you make a doll of my boyfriend? Oh, okay. Can you make a doll of me? And I was like, we don't actually make that doll. I'm not going to make it myself. Like, we had we hired a factory to make that doll because it's a very intricate doll. I wasn't going to make those one by one by one, you know, with my hands. Like, that would have been crazy. So it was just funny. I was like, wow, this opened the floodgate to people's doll requests for some reason. I don't know why.
Probably because they want to stick pins in it, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah. See, don't ask, don't tell.
That's funny.
So I see 10% of that went to American Cancer Society too, which is cool.
Yeah, that's yeah. Good. We talked to them before we launched the whole project, and that was one of the things I wanted to do early on. So yeah, that was good.
Was that because Steve had cancer, or just happened to be a charity you picked?
Both. Both. I thought that it was a good charity to donate to. I've done other things for raising money for cancer research. So I thought that this was a good thing because I knew I had a good feeling it was going to be popular and wanted to give back for it.
Sure.
How many of them did you make?
We did a run of 1,200, and that's it. We have sold out of them.
Have they become collectible?
They have, yeah. They go on eBay now for about like $300 or something like that.
Wow!
Yeah, we sold them for $60, so they definitely went up in value since they launched. But if any of your listeners are interested, we have a few that are just unspoken for currently. So if you want, you can always email questions@throwboy.com if you're interested.
At the 60 or at 300?
All right. <Good
stuff. laughs> We won't sell them for 300, but we probably won't sell them for 60 either. But you can inquire at throwboy.com or and questions@throwboy.com.
How much did they cost to make a Throwboy pillow for Tech Webcast? Roberto, how much would one of them be?
You know, that's a pretty hard logo. I would have to actually ask our embroidery place because they're the ones that would have to stitch out your lettering.
Mm-hmm.
If it was something really big, I could definitely tell you right off the bat. But since you have like a microphone in there and all that, I need to ask them. Okay. We work with this kind of mom and pop team that does our all the intricate embroidery, like on the like pillow that has very intricate embroidery and stuff.
Sure. Cool.
Where's the pillow manufactured? Is it made in the States or is it made overseas?
We do both. We started it here in my hometown of Seattle, Washington, and really just to get off the ground, I just started making them on my own. But as time went on, it's hard to kind of do the volume that we get. So we've done some overseas, and we're working right now to do some more to be able to get into retail stores.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And you also do a podcast too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do a podcast called User Friendly. I do it with my friend Erfan Elijah. He is the host of a different podcast called The Cult Cast for Cult of Mac. But on the side, we do this one that we're just kind of sitting on a couch and talking about tech and our favorite things on the web. And that's That can be found on iTunes. It's just search user friendly. And we do that every Thursday comes out.
Nice. All right. Any more questions, Jason, before we go?
Oh, that's it for me.
That's it for me. Jacob, any questions before we go, mate?
No, not right now, Brian.
Jody, any more questions before we go?
No, I just want to wish Roberto a lot of luck with the project and much future success. I think it's a cool concept, and good luck with it.
And I agree, you should make a pillow out of Jody, maybe one day.
Well, yeah, everyone could have their very own Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Jody doll.
Yeah.
That's be very
That's scary
blonde.
Too. Yeah, right? That's a little scary.
The talking one.
just be careful you don't have the creepy doll that Hannah Silver has.
Oh, mate, that's crazy, that doll. All right, so where can they get you on Twitter, Roberto?
Just at Throwboy.
All right, mate. You personally on Twitter as well, or is I just want to give that out?
Oh, yeah, my personal Twitter is Roberto Hoyos, RoberToHoyos.
All right, good stuff. Jason?
And also throwboy.com and userfriendlyshow.com.
That's it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. You can find me on Twitter, WAULOK Warlock.
Me and Brad Ozen at Tech Webcast. Jody?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, SunSwept. And you can find me online as either Jody Rains or Web Marcom at webmarcom.net.
Okay. Shout out to Billy and Jody and Jacob. And they wanted a shout out on Facebook.
Cool.
Yay.
Don't know who them people were.
Yay.
And Jody, Jacob, where can they get you? Where can they find you?
Oh, on Twitter, jazzbot32669.
Yep.
And on app.net, same. And feed is the same.
All right, good stuff. Enjoy them apps, mate.
Thank you.
Catch you all next week.
Catch you all next week. See ya. Peace out.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!